Good morning to everyone. I would like to thank the organizers to invite me to speak on the fisheries, on which I'm not an expert, by the way. I'm just an economist by training, and my relation to fisheries sector is with regard to trade issues. I do a lot of trade analysis and with respect to the international trade regime. So that's my linkage to fisheries, actually, and that led to a couple of research on fisheries sector in Bangladesh. What I'm going to talk this morning is, you know, that it's about trade, market and value chain management in the aquaculture, and I'm going to present the case study of Bangladesh particularly. As you know, that Bangladesh is one of the prominent aquaculture producing countries in Asia, and in 2009, according to the FAO statistics, its position was 13th among the 34 Asian aquaculture producing countries. And in Bangladesh, aquaculture contributes more than 80% of its total fish production. Within aquaculture, shrimp aquaculture has become a prominent economic activity in terms of its employment generation and export potentials. Within this aquaculture, shrimp production, actually, its contribution within the total fish production is 11%. But despite this low share within the whole fisheries sector, its importance is with regard to, as I said, employment generation and export. And in fact, in Bangladesh, this subsistence shrimp culture has been is in existence for hundreds of years, but only in the mid-1980s it became a commercial activity when there's a demand in the global arena, and also there was less profitable rice cultivation. So from that background, shrimp aquaculture came into being. And following this conducive global policy environment and also domestic policy environment, shrimp culture has expanded rapidly throughout the 1980s and 1990s. And at present, Bangladesh contributes about 7.9% of global shrimp production. And in 2011, its position in terms of shrimp export was seventh in the whole world. However, in significant increase in production, shrimp farming is plagued with a lot of challenges, which relates to domestic and international policy environment and requirements also. As a shrimp exporting country, Bangladesh faces Bangladesh's priorities are with regard to market access and with regard to higher value of production, and also development of the sector for increasing the livelihood of people who are related to the sector. And that's why the major priorities of the sectors are centered around the market access, trade, and also the whole management of the value chain. As I have mentioned, the reason for considering shrimp culture is because of its export potential. And here we are looking at while we're talking about the value chain, we look at the global value chain, not the domestic value chain, of course. But before going to that, we'll give a brief overview of the production of shrimp aquaculture. Shrimp produced by aquaculture method in Bangladesh is almost 100% export-oriented activity, and a small part of the marine capture is also processed for exports. And shrimp from freshwater capture is predominantly destined for domestic market and consumption. It can be mentioned that at the global production of farm-raised shrimp has increased from 3% in the mid-1980s to about 40% in the 2000s. So this expansion of global production and hence exports of shrimp produced through aquaculture can be explained to a large extent by this remarkable increase in global consumption. And Bangladeshi shrimp producers have been able to demonstrate a remarkable capacity in terms of accessing this enhanced market opportunity. Between 1993 and 2009, according to the statistics of the Department of Fisheries in Bangladesh, shrimp production in Bangladesh has registered a growth of about 95%. And aquaculture shrimp farming in Bangladesh is carried out mostly through an extensive method, except for a few farms. Extensive method is performed with low input, little or no nutritional input, and with little or no mechanization. And in Bangladesh, two types of shrimp are cultured. One is through brackish water, and the other one is through sweet water. And under semi-intensive and intensive farming, productivity is 20 to 30 times higher than that of the extensive farming. Although significant natural resources and abundant workforce give Bangladesh a comparative advantage in shrimp production, but because of comparatively low management, lack of infrastructure, unavailability of suitable land, quality of food and fertilizer, and variable weather conditions constitute major factors which combine to keep the productivity low. Shrimp farming in Bangladesh is mainly carried out in paddy fields during dry season, when the salinity of soil and water in the coastal region make rice culture difficult and relatively less productive and hence less lucrative. In other parts also, shrimp is cultured, it's rotated between shrimp and salt in some parts of the coastal regions of Bangladesh. Now, I have mentioned that the contribution of shrimp is the highest within the fisheries sector in terms of foreign exchange earning. The share of shrimp export in total export income from fish and fish products increased to 91% in 2010 from less than 1% in 1972. So there's a remarkable increase during the last 40 years or so. The major buyers of Bangladeshi shrimp is the European Union, the USA, Japan, which constitute more than 95% of this fish export. So evidently the importance of these market for particular export sector is very high, and therefore any disruption in these market is going to have a negative impact on the whole sector and also on the livelihood of a large number of people who are involved in the sector. Now, there have been efforts towards complying with the international requirements of quality control became. It was prominent, particularly after the ban imposed by the European Union in 1997, on the ground that exports of shrimp did not meet the requirements of HACCP. And after substantial investment by government and entrepreneurs on HACCP, the export-oriented shrimp sector was able to revive its export quantity and only after ensuring the compliance requirement. By the way, the total investment which required to comply with this European Union's stringent requirement, it involved about $18 million in 1998. However, Bangladesh continued to face bans from time to time, even after this EU ban in 1997 was there. For example, in 2000, most of the Asian countries increased their prawn export to the US market, with the exception of Bangladesh. The USA banned consignments in 2002, and then following that, as I have mentioned, that from time to time there have been various compliance issues, and as a result, there are bans from time to time, which actually affects the export and the income of the country. Now, this is one perspective, and then coming to the third aspect of the presentation is the value chain of the shrimp aquaculture. In fact, since this shrimp aquaculture is almost 100% export-oriented economic activity, so the value chain is analyzed here in the context of global market, and a host of players are involved in the whole value chain of input, production, processing, collection, export, and then consumption level. The industry is that of a more of a private, though it's operated privately, but governed by the rules and regulations set by the government. The private owners of shrimp farms have three types of ownership. The first one is those who cultivate shrimp in their own land. Second, those who cultivate in leased or rented land. And the third one is those who cultivate in government-owned land. So the private owners of farms involve several actors in the supply and value chain of the production and marketing activities. And the stream of players involve, the major players are farmers, middlemen, fish depot owners, and then finally the exporters or the processing factories. The farmers at the initial level of culture, farmers, they collect shrimp post larva from various sources, and about 90% of the shrimp farmers, they buy shrimp fries from the local villages who collect them from the nearby rivers. Farmers also buy from the local hatcheries. This is one aspect, but on the other hand, the farmers, those who are involved in culture, they mostly, in most cases, they face some sort of financial crisis and cannot buy shrimp larvae with their own money. So they have to borrow money from the middlemen who are collectors of shrimp. These middlemen, that is through an informal process. So these middlemen give loan to farmers mostly without an interest, on condition that the farmers will have to sell shrimp to them at a lower price than the actual market price. So now the middlemen, who work as a link between the farmers and the buyer, they transport shrimps usually in a van to the farmlands, to the urban depots, which are mostly situated near the factories. And some of the shrimp collectors or the middlemen also take loan from the depot owners. The middlemen, they give loan to the farmer, but on the other hand, they also take loan from the depot owners. And the depot owners, they also play an important role. They are at the depots, the pre-processing activities are held. For example, washing, beheading, icing, packaging, these are done before it goes to the factories for final processing. When the depot receives shrimp from different collectors, they immediately supply those either directly to the factories or deliver to the moneylenders, who take the responsibility to supply shrimp to the factories. Now, at the final stage, that is at the exporters or processing factories level, transporters, they bring the shrimp in an insulated van from the depot to the processing factories. And the most of the factories, they have a rule that the shrimp suppliers of the factory should have some amount of money in the bank so that the suppliers can deliver the required amount of shrimps in an emergency basis, even if the factory fails to pay to them on time. As most of the depots do not have such deposit, they depend on the middlemen again for borrowing money. The depot owners take loan from these lenders at the beginning of the shrimp cultivation year, as I have mentioned, and they repay the money throughout the year. So we can see there's an informal arrangement in the process. There are other actors in the value chain also whose livelihood depends on these activities. They are the ice sellers, then ice factory owners, plastic box sheets, so plastic box and sheet manufacturers, van operators, van owners, truck drivers and truck owners. So they are also dependent on the sector in some way or other. And since the shrimp move from farmers to the consumers through a number of market intermediaries, the cost of the product is also added at every stage. It has been estimated that the share of farmers, processors, and middlemen, the farmers' share is about 70% or 72% around that. The processors, they get about 10%, but the middlemen, who are middlemen at various phases, they have a share of about 28%, which is quite significant. So this long chain of interdependence observed in the shrimp cultivation and processing in Bangladesh is likely to create a chain reaction when there is any shock which affects the sector. An important aspect of this value chain is the high gender segregation, actually. Women and men performed entirely different activities in the chain. 40% of the fry catchers are women, while about 60% of all processing plant owners are women. Plant workers, not owners, workers. They don't own, actually. Women do not work as commissioning agents at all. Women earn about 62% of men's wage in fry catching and 71% of men's wage in packing section. This was the findings when we did conduct a study a few years ago, going to the field level, actual field level. So this is the value chain in a nutshell. Now, coming to the regulatory framework or the governance of the whole sector. In Bangladesh, there have been several initiatives which were undertaken to ensure the better management of the shrimp aquaculture and resource management. These include policy support, establishment of regulatory framework through various laws and implementation of development projects. And such initiatives are in place to protect, conserve, and manage shrimp and the environment, and to improve the quality and safety of shrimp products and protect the rights of local people. And the current regulatory framework for shrimp production would rather not up to the expectation level, rather weak and biased toward the educated elites. There is a criticism within the country, but the implementation of the policies of the National Fisheries Policy, there's a policy of 1998, It has to be implemented totally yet. And the Department of Fisheries, which is responsible for the planning of and management of shrimp cultivation, they take care of that and they monitor. However, the capacity of the Department of Fisheries to oversee and coordinate the shrimp sector, that has to be improved for better coordination with other ministries as well, because when it comes to the export of fisheries, there's a need for coordination with the Ministry of Commerce and also with the Ministry of Environment, because there's a lot of environmental issues with the shrimp cultivation. And there have been, as I have mentioned, in order to export the shrimp and also improve its quality, there has been Bangladesh Standard and Testing Institute. They are taking monitoring and overseeing the quality. In recent years, the government has enacted a number of rules and regulations for controlling the damage to the environment, and which should have been, theoretically speaking, to restrain the degradation of environment, and also to control the unplanned shrimp cultivation. At the international level, you know that the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, CCRF, of Food and Agriculture Organization provides technical guidelines for improved fisheries management, which are relevant to fish trade. And Article 11 of FAO CCRF states that countries should promote responsible fish trade in such a manner and in such environment that is hygienically acceptable, safe, and that meets quality requirements. The Codex Alimentarius, also known as Food Code, has become the global reference point for consumers, food producers and processors, national food control agencies and international food trade. And it provides a unique opportunity for all countries to join the international community in formulating and harmonizing food standards and ensuring their global implementation. And the Codex standards were considered a vital component in producing food control systems designed to protect consumers' health, including issues related to international trade and the agreements on the sanitary and phytosanitary and the technical barriers to trade of the World Trade Organization. With a view to respond to the concerns of consumers and governments in improving countries as regards contamination of traded fish, Codex has recommended the adoption of HACCP as an instrument for food safety, And shrimp processed for global markets has to comply with the standards specified by the Codex Commission. But unfortunately, Bangladesh has difficulty from time to time in meeting the quality or the required safety standards and the quality requirements due to insufficient resources. The government of Bangladesh also lacks capacity in monitoring compliance at the factory level, but this is also due to lack of resources, which constrain to employ more human resources. At the same, as in the case of the other least developed countries, Bangladeshi plants do not have sufficient funds to invest in expensive mechanical equipment, fishing boats, quality control measures, and training of staff. The capacity of Bangladesh to design, implement, and monitor the quality and safety compliance is therefore sometimes weak to meet the global compliance requirement. So while the concerns of shrimp importers about the quality and safety compliance by the Bangladeshi plants are reasonably justified and in principle conform to the SPS provisions of the WTO, the underlying causes of the country's lack of capacity to address buyers' concerns must also need to be factored into the whole analysis. So coming to sum up, actually, what we have just mentioned, in view of the growing importance of the shrimp aquaculture, the focus should be the overall development through overcoming the constraints identified in the value chain, and efforts should focus on a number of areas to increase the profitability and income from the sector, because though it has been exporting, but the yield rate, if you compare with other countries, for example with China or even Cambodia, the yield is rather low. So there's an issue of the development of the whole sector as such, and also the governance of the whole sector. And to improve the access to resources, there should be removal of financial and infrastructural bottlenecks. I think I should stop here, and we can discuss afterwards. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.